Jez, we're almost ready to go on air, right?
Stop it.
Yep. He's not funny. Stop encouraging him.
I can't do it.
Thursday. I love how you are just trying to show that you're a goof. You don't have to try.
I don't have to try at all. It's just, it's natural is what it is. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
It's Bill and Wendy.
Hello, this
is
Bill.
Hi, Wendy. This is the bonus hour, the stream of consciousness, where anything can happen.
And it usually does.
And it usually does.
And guess what?
Huh?
We have a full out. Well, we have a whole show
here. We're back to a full show.
And then Adam Hoge won't be in.
We will not do some crosstalk with Adam Hoge and find out what he's not doing on Sports Central.
How long did that show last? Was it 2 weeks?
No, it was on for a couple months, right?
No, it was not.
Yeah, I think it was 7 weeks, 6 or 7 weeks.
I think 1 month.
Is that all?
I think so.
Really? Because I just bought the box set. I'm going to binge listen to all the shows.
It won't take you very long.
Adam Hoge's show, Sports Central, which used to be heard after us, is no longer.
That's weird,
though. They announced that, right? I'm not breaking news, right? They said that. I hope.
Now Adam knows.
Now Adam knows. Don't stop coming in. Adam will still work with the White Sox broadcast, but it just made for a very long day for him. You know, to come on and do this show and then, you know, wait around and then do stuff with the White Sox later on. So no more Sports Central. Unless you want to take it over. You should do Sports Central. That'd be great.
I should not.
Why?
That'd
be fantastic.
I am not. I like the Blackhawks and the White Sox.
You could talk about that.
No, that's, I don't care about football.
Oh, Wendy.
I think football's stupid.
Oh,
maybe if our Bears start winning.
We had Rasheed Davison the other day, and you got along swimmingly with him. You went swimming with him, didn't you?
After that was later, yeah.
Yeah, you guys went swimming. That was fun.
It was.
Oh,
were you spying on us?
No, I just happened to have a telescope, and it was watching you guys swim. It seemed like you were having a good time. But I think you're missing an opportunity here.
I do not want to do it, although you should, because you were very cute when we would start doing the crosstalks.
Yeah.
I could have left early because you would just throw down in your sports lingo.
Well, there's always something going on in the world of sports that I want to discuss with somebody.
Really?
My wife doesn't want to talk about them with me. My daughters don't. You don't.
Sometimes I do. It depends what it is.
Yeah.
I would say try me more often.
All right.
Because sometimes...
Every once in a while you have something you want to discuss from the world of sports. What would it be today?
No, but...
If you were hosting Sports Central today. So during the crosstalk, I go, Wendy, I know you got a big show coming up on Sports Central. What will you be discussing?
Who's the pitcher for the White Sox whose last name is Fulmer? I want to call him Tony Fulmer, but that's not him.
No, he's a flower expert.
Yeah, from the Shelley...
Brad nursery. Fulmer?
Is that his name? I can't remember. I'm doing 50 things at once.
Is it Tyler Saladino?
No, but I know of him.
Is it Louis Giolito?
Lucas, no.
Is it him?
No, I just corrected you. So if you
Lucas
really want to throw
Giolito.
Down
That's
and
what I'm saying.
Talk
you should
sports.
Have Sports Central. You'd have an hour to talk about it. It'd be great.
I don't want it. I need two
minutes. I'd call
minutes.
In on my way home.
I need 2 minutes. That's really all I need.
I'd go, how about this thing over at Nebraska, huh?
Woo! All right, we'll see now. I said, try me. What's going on in Nebraska?
I just made that up. I don't think there's anything going
and
on.
And then you did a Charlie Callis or a Cardi B thing.
That'd be your call. I wouldn't even say it was me.
You'd know.
Wow, there's somebody with problems on the line. Who is that? So you're saying a flat out no. If management comes to you and says the Sports Central show is wide open, if you want it, it's yours, you would say no?
I would
mistake.
Do it.
Huge mistake.
If there was a rotating co-host.
Who would some of your... All right, so they say to you, the show is yours, but each day, each of the 5 days
Carson
of the week...
Carson Fulmer, by the way.
Carson Fulmer.
He's adorable.
See, Carson Fulmer always sounds... There's a quarterback, Carson Palmer, and in my head, I can't say Carson Fulmer without thinking Carson Palmer.
See, why don't you have a show? That's fascinating fodder for your show.
My father wouldn't do a show with me.
First of all, yes, he would.
Oh, God, would he? Yeah.
He's probably calling
He's
you right now
in.
Saying, did you just say what I think
He's
you
said? He's driving in with a demo tape. Put me on. I want to be on. I know. That'd be
You're
fun.
A complete goof.
Wouldn't that be fun? All right. You know who I'm scared for, Wendy?
Who?
Is Corey Feldman.
What's going on with him
Do you know what's
now?
Going on with him?
I don't know if I've kept up with the latest.
Oh, man. Corey Feldman believes that he's been injected with a death serum.
I feel super sorry for him. I got to tell you.
I don't know how this is going to end up. But a couple of weeks ago, this is on March 27th, he was stabbed, except it was one of those rare cases where he was stabbed by somebody and he went to the hospital and there's no wounds. Like a lot of times if you stab somebody, there's a wound. But he went in and he said, "You have to help me. I've been stabbed by a member of the wolf pack." Now, there's two wolf packs. There's one that he believes wants to kill him, and the other is the one where you save money by going to Wolf Camera by joining the wolf pack, and you get a percentage off on film and accessories. I'm almost positive that those people are fine, that they wouldn't stab Corey Feldman if their lives depended on it. But he says that there's this other group who are mad at him because he's been trying to expose some problems in Hollywood. You know, he said that he was molested as a child.
Did
I have to tell you.
With names?
You know, it's so funny because this round he doesn't want to name names. But there's this video of him on, I think, a Dr. Phil show from years and years ago where he did give the name of somebody who he said was inappropriate with him, a movie producer. He maintains, Corey Feldman has maintained for years, that movie producers took care of him or took advantage of him, of Corey Haim, the other Corey,
right,
when there were two Coreys, and other children, and that nobody would come forward and implicate them because it would be the death knell for their careers. So he has been very outspoken about this tragedy in Hollywood of all these producers. And he was doing this before everything that's happened over the last year and a half, where people were going, you know, Harvey Weinstein did this to me, and this guy did that to me, and this guy did this. He was doing this before anything, and everybody's going, oh, come on, where are you getting these horrible ideas?
That, right.
Movie producers don't do things like that. But I have to say, I kind of believed him about a lot of these things. But
I now still believe him.
This latest round, though, makes him seem like something's not right.
Well, it does seem like something's not right, but that might be why something's not right now. I mean, he seems like he has had some issues in the past and been abused. I'll say it, allegedly. And I remember hearing in the news that he was stabbed, because I remember thinking, oh, poor thing.
Right.
And then I heard nothing more of it. There was no wound? I didn't hear that.
They rushed him to the hospital because he thought he was going to die. And they said, well, we can't find any kind of a wound, because it's inevitable. If you get stabbed, you're going to have some sort of markings on your body. So then he came up with the idea that he thinks he was stabbed with some sort of a hypodermic needle. And upon being stabbed by this group called the Wolf Pack, who he says...
Who do they consist of?
I don't think names have ever been mentioned, but he says that the Wolf Pack is a group that has been hired by the Hollywood elite to quiet him.
No, there is no Hollywood elite, because now is the time that everything's coming out.
Right, right.
The Wolf Pack has disassembled at this point in time, if there ever was one.
Yeah.
Poor Corey.
It's hard to... All right, here's the story. This is out of Yahoo.com. Actor Corey
Feldman. This is out of space.
This is out of outer space. This is from the far reaches of our galaxy. Actor Corey Feldman, and I'm sure you remember, we had him on about a year and a half ago.
That was after his crazy performance, wasn't it?
Yeah, on the Today Show. Yeah.
He was really proud of himself, too.
He keeps wanting to pay tribute to Michael Jackson, and it never turns out quite right.
Here's the reason why?
Because he's not Michael Jackson.
He's not Michael Jackson.
It's hard to be Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson couldn't be Michael Jackson. It was too hard for Michael Jackson to be Michael Jackson. Actor Corey Feldman sat down with Natalie Morales on Access and spoke about his alleged stabbing. And you rarely see this in a news story, but the word alleged is underlined.
See, that's so weird.
This all took place on the night, maybe took place on the night of March the 27th. Feldman says he was in his car when a man approached and tried to open the door. The door remained locked, but when the man tried again, the door then opened. Do doors work that way if you try a second time?
Do you think real hard? Sometimes you can use the force.
Maybe that's what it was. Feldman believes the alleged assailant may have had an unlocking device. I'm not sure.
A key fob? Did he drop his fob and somebody picked it up?
It doesn't say.
What would your fodder say about the fob?
I called my fodder, too, he says. That according to Feldman, he says, he lunged at me at one time and stabbed me like that. And then he demonstrated a stabbing motion. And then he yeah, like that. James Brown tried to stab him.
Get on up.
And then he pulled back, and that was it. So you had a guy who, let's review, tried to break into the car, tried to open the door to the car, but it was locked. But then when he tried the second time, the door opened, and then he stabbed him with a weapon that leaves no wounds.
That's outer spatial.
Seems possible. Feldman believes he may have been stabbed by a hypodermic needle and could have been poisoned.
Well, there's some truth to that. If it felt like a stabbing right. And there was no wound, a needle would do that same effect.
It's true. It's true.
Have the same effect, rather.
He said that it's jarring to think that it's possible that he could be dead in a few months. Feldman attributes the alleged attack to a group that calls itself the Wolf Pack.
He needs some help.
Now, I think that's worded incorrectly because there's no evidence of these guys existing, so I think it should be called, not that the group calls themselves the Wolf Pack, but that Corey Feldman calls them the Wolf Pack, because there's no evidence that they really exist. He says they have been harassing him for some time, and he knows why. When Morales asked if it has anything to do with his pedophile claims, Feldman replied, it is 100% connected. The threats that I've been getting, the assault, the fake accusations, all of these things that have been happening where it's like, why is everybody coming after Corey? This is why. It is 100% about the fact that I've been speaking up. But
everyone's been speaking up.
Everyone
now.
Has been speaking up, and he's not giving, like, the difference is other people are giving names.
Absolutely. Although, didn't he come out and give names? Am I making
That's
this up?
That's what I'm
up?
Saying. I think there was like a Dr. Phil episode or something where he mentioned at least one name.
Did we know him? We talked to him about this, but he still wasn't naming names.
He didn't want to name names when we talked to him. Right. Feldman, who claims to have been sexually abused when he was young, began speaking out about the alleged Hollywood pedophile ring last year. The LAPD opened an investigation into Feldman's claims in November, and the actor plans to continue his crusade against the alleged perpetrators and until they are exposed. This is Hollywood, Feldman says. There's a lot of amazing people here, a lot of talented, beautiful artists and great people here, and there's a few sickos, and we got to root them out. We got to get them out of here.
Is he still married?
I don't know that he was married. Was he married? He was dating one of the models from a video that he made, and then she kind of bolted on him. But I don't know that I don't know that he was married.
I watched The Surreal Life. This is a million years ago.
Oh, maybe he was married back then?
Yeah, and this is when...
Maybe. I bet he was married then.
Tammy Faye Baker was still around...
Yeah.
Vince Neil from Motley Crue. He's still around, of course. But they were all part of this. And I could have sworn he had a wife.
It's possible. He's like in his late 40s, right? He's got to be in his late 40s. He's honestly,
he looks like he's 12.
For a guy who's in his late 40s, he looks good until he puts on the Michael Jackson garb. And then you go, your mom is not dressing you properly, Corey.
Oh, he had a bunch of wives.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Anybody, any names we recognize?
Vanessa Marcel.
I don't know
Marcel
her.
Marcel from 1989 to 1993.
Yeah.
Then Susie Feldman. That's weird.
That might have been maybe after they were married.
Well, that's listed as a spouse, married from 2002 to 2014. So that would have been the... Susie, the wife that he had during The Surreal Life.
Oh, yeah.
And then married in 2016 to Courtney Ann Mitchell.
So, and that one's current? That one's still, they're married still? Oh, they are.
Yeah, they were pictured together in February of 2016.
What do you think the dinner conversations are like at the Feldman house? I can't even imagine. What'd you do today, honey? Well, I got stabbed again. Oh, no. Let me put some back to, where is it? I don't see any marks. Yeah.
They got married in 2016 after 4 years of dating.
Hmm.
And now Corey Haim's mother accused Goonie star Corey Feldman of lying about the alleged abuse he endured as a child.
Oh, no.
Feldman's wife, Courtney Ann, stood by her husband's side. The actor went on the Dr. Oz show.
Dr. Oz. I kept saying Dr. Phil. I couldn't remember if it was Dr. Oz, Dr. Phil, or Dr. Demento. They've all opened a practice together.
I would trust Dr. Demento more than any of them.
I would
if
too.
You want to know the truth.
Of the three, he'd be the guy that I'd feel the best to see. And Dr. Dre is in there too. Not Dr. J, Dr. Dre.
Dr. J, I'd go.
Dr. J said, "This is ridiculous. I'm not joining this firm."
Julius Erving or the other John Najarian?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
They should hook up.
They should. They should have a swap day. Where they do each other's jobs like Freaky Friday.
So he was on Dr. Oz with his wife, and he accused John Grissom of molesting him in the 80s. Grissom.
I don't think I know who that is. Is he's a producer?
Yes.
So when he dresses like Michael Jackson, does his wife dress like Bubbles the Chimp, do you think?
I need to go home. But there, I just sometimes that I don't know what to say to you. And you like those moments.
That's the part I look forward to the most.
Well, it happens usually every day.
I'm teaching myself how to high five myself. It's very hard.
Is that what you call it?
That's upsetting. Jasmine, call my attorney. Call Doug Llewellyn. All right.
I thought you were with the Briskmans.
No, the Briskmans fired me. They won't have me as their client, they said.
Client?
And they slammed down the phone for emphasis. It's weird because they use a cell phone. I don't know why they would do that. They broke their phone.
What about Peter Francis Tracy?
We're still in discussion. We're still talking. All right. We'll take a break. Kim Gordon is scheduled to join us, but
yeah,
she's been listening.
Leave.
I don't know that she'll stay. We'll see. We'll do our best to get Kim Gordon to do the news for you. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right. Judy Pilak is taking the day off today. So Kim Gordon is here. And now with the news, here's Kim Gordon.
And this is sad news.
Oh, hang on. There you go.
I have sad news. That's why you want to turn my mic
on. Oh, no. What is it, Kim?
The company founded in Chicago is closing its last store in the city. The store, the Sears store at Six Corners in the old Irving Park neighborhood, will close in mid-July. A liquidation sale will start April 27th.
Kim, thanks. You prefaced this perfectly. You said, I have some bad news, and then it was bad news.
It's
and
sad.
It's about Sears.
It's just the end of an era.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Do you guys, come on. I remembered that Sears catalog. Through it to pick toys. That was our life.
Yeah.
I mean, do you remember when you got the Christmas one? I would sit there and circle every single thing I wanted for Hanukkah and give the pages to my mom.
When you came home from school, you would usually get it. Did it come out in October, the Christmas catalog? Does that seem right?
That seems about right. Because I feel like after
October.
Halloween. Well, but you
I
know
don't
what?
Think
but
so.
They used to have Halloween
November.
Costumes in the catalog.
Maybe it was earlier. Yeah. You'd come home from school and you saw that was part of the mail that day. And for me, it was my brother and I. We would just run into the living room and we'd lay on the floor and go page by page.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's where Christmas in July came from.
You're right.
Maybe. And you've heard the stories that there was a time where you could get a house from Sears. They would have these houses.
In Brookfield, they have these houses. It's pretty interesting. You can go online and look. It was a kit.
Yeah.
There were various
different
kinds. It was like
an IKEA type thing, but you'd build a house instead of a dresser.
They were before their time, like with the mini houses they have now.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And it's kind of a tile type thing.
Mm-hmm.
There were various styles, I know that. But, God, could you imagine that?
No.
I mean, no one in my family.
Living in your own little dollhouse.
But even the building of it, you know, like you would do it yourself or would you get contractors to do it?
I can't figure it out because you need some sort of a foundation for a house. So, this can't be safe, could it?
Oh, it was safe. These are still standing.
Prefabricated houses,
right? So it wasn't like you're not going to pour a basement.
That's what I'm trying to figure out is what's the difference? It's like, you know how now you can get a shed and it just kind of, it's, you know, it's self-sustaining.
And you know how expensive a shed is because we need a new shed?
There are fancy sheds out
there. Thousands of dollars. Even just for a little shed,
really?
It's like $1,700 installed.
Oh, man.
For a little tiny shed made of like particle board.
Wow.
So
this
imagine,
was a whole
this
house.
This was a house.
What did they cost? Any idea?
I thought $4,000 or $5,000.
No.
I could swear.
Then,
that was a lot of money back then.
No one had that much money back then. Maybe the Rockefellers, Wendy. Maybe the Rockefellers.
I don't
say.
Know.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't even imagine the process. So where would you have it delivered to? Somebody else's house, I guess, right?
Yeah, neighbors.
Future home of my house.
Yeah.
Send it there. My fondest memory of Sears, I know this it seems like a eulogy, is when we would go and everything you bought there, whether it was clothes or tools or whatever, it always smelled like caramel corn.
See, you always
I love
say
the fresh
that.
Roasted nuts.
Yeah, you had those
okay,
in there, too.
Okay, at the Oak Brook Sears,
you
they
didn't
have
that?
It. No.
Louisville, they had it right in the middle of the store.
That was it. That's how you could, there's no way to avoid it.
Yeah.
Our neighbors bought insurance there at Sears, and they came home, and we go, were you just at Sears? And they go, yeah.
You smell like a cashew.
Right.
That Sears Kit House was an arts and crafts, so I'm imagining something different.
No, is the Kit House an actual house, or is that just like a doll house?
No, that's this is real... it. This is an arts always... and crafts style.
Well, you buy your craftsman tools,
yeah,
and then
right.
you build your house.
Right.
With your Kenmore appliances.
Yes, and Husky Pants.
That's right.
Was that Sears... their brand name on pants? Yeah. Husky. Is that just for...
Those are for the big kids.
Bigger boys.
All right, excuse me. I had to buy a pair of Husky Pants at one point.
They were the best of all the pants, Wendy.
No, they weren't,
I
and they were
you.
For
and
the
you
fat
could get
kids.
Garanimals at Sears, too.
Yeah.
That's what my brother wore all the time.
That's why I still get my clothes.
But I got these Garanimals. Husky Pants. I went through a phase where I wanted pants. I wanted boys' pants.
Because
I don't know
why.
I don't... They had a really cool pair of plaid pants that I wanted.
Your mom was on board?
I didn't get it. Uh-huh. I don't know. Well, she, yeah. I mean, I know it's probably weird that
but
I said.
You know what? Think about it. Back in those like Annie Hall days, girls wanted to dress
yes.
like guys with the with the plaid. I love that with the vest and the plaid pants
I had a lot of
and the loafers.
Coats.
Yeah, me too.
I learned how to tie a tie for that reason.
That was totally Annie Hall.
But there was a pair of pants. They were plaid that I wanted, and they were men's or boys, I guess. And being a woman, my hips were they were bigger than your average boy, so I had to get the Husky.
Your hips don't lie.
No, they don't. No, they don't. Now, I'm saying the name wrong, because Husky was the bigger boy pants, but it was Toughskins, I think.
Toughskins was the jeans.
Oh, that
These
was the knees that didn't,
right.
didn't
you could
wear
do,
out.
You could do
Huskies
anything.
Huskies was the fat kid stuff.
Husky was the bigger boy clothing.
Yeah, and
line.
I, you know, I had hips, and I wanted boys' pants. The oddest thing is when I got these as a kid, I didn't even like them. They had, like, a little clip. Like, men's dress pants have a clip to instead of a button. They have a metal clip that holds them together.
They do? I don't
on
know
the
if
inside
I've ever had
or the outside?
Yeah, like a men's suit.
Oh, yeah, like on a tux, they have that,
yeah.
too. Yes,
it's a metal clip, and these
instead
pants...
Instead of a button, right.
Yeah.
Oh,
all When's the last time you've been in a suit?
Have you been in a tux recently?
It's been a little while for a tux. A suit, fairly recently. A tux, it's been years.
Well, suit pants have these metal clips,
they
too.
They do, yeah.
If you have a button.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I...
You know
okay.
what I'm talking about?
Yeah, now I know.
Okay.
Slide, yeah.
So that's what that was, and I wore these pants. I was probably in junior high, maybe.
Yeah.
And the weirdest thing is, like, in the 80s then, I found these pants in a closet, and they fit, and I cut them off and made them, like, a cropped plaid pant to go with
Don't you wish you had those right now?
Because I had like a big oversized green blazer that I got at Goodwill.
Yeah.
And I had these plaid pants and my leggings, or not my leggings, but I had like black ankle boots that I always showed a little skin.
Sure.
God, I have to laugh at myself. But in the 80s, that was very popular.
But that's kind of back in right now.
Yeah, I know.
Somewhere Judy Pilak is smiling.
I know she is.
I don't know why, but she is.
But yeah, I had to buy the Huskies.
She's
Thanks
like
for bringing
Nevada
that up, guys.
Right now.
Right, just with a big smile on her face. So would you say to people, hey, you like the pants somewhere? And guess what? They're Husky pants from Sears.
Well, no.
They're
that
boys'
was, that
Husky pants.
I would say they're boys' pants.
You were okay with it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I didn't say the Husky part. That I wasn't
But
really...
they said... Like one of my friends who wore them, it said Husky on them.
No,
and
not
he'd
these were like
cross
a plaid.
It out with a magic marker.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Okay, let me explain what you're talking about. Again, you're talking about the Toughskins.
Sears Toughskins
that had like you know a Levi's label on the back with the size.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's probably where it said Husky. These were dress pants.
They were.
They were plaid dress pants.
Dickies have that too.
Yeah.
That little label with the
right
and. What size you had? Levi's too.
Right.
Can I tell you something? Women, and I know I'm not alone, but there were times when I didn't have a weight problem, and I would buy Levi's jeans that had the waist on it, and I would smear it out. I didn't
Everybody
want people
did that.
to. Yeah.
Right. I mean, why would they do it if everyone was just going to cross it out?
Because that's how you grabbed it off the...
That was the brand.
Yeah.
You know, that's how.
But shouldn't it be only on the inside of the pants?
That's what
Wouldn't
they
that
do.
Be better?
Yeah.
You would think.
So it took them years to figure out, put it on the inside?
No, it's still there.
Yeah.
It's still out there. Mm. Now I don't care. Whatever. 52. That's what I have. I don't care. But back then, it's like, listen, man, I don't want to date a guy who has a smaller number of waist size than I do.
Right.
I have standards, man. I didn't want to date a guy who was thinner than me or who had better hair. I'm sorry.
Your checklist is amazing.
I know.
You cross them off the list.
We mentioned about the Sears houses and how it got there. You asked the question.
Yeah.
Sears homes were shipped via boxcar. They came with a 75-page instruction book.
Oh, I would have been lost on page 3. I would have been, I can't do this.
There's no way you would have done it.
There's no way.
You had to be able to have, like, a carpenter who was your friend who would help you.
You needed the guy from, what was his name, from Murphy Brown?
Oh, Eldon.
Yeah.
Each kit contained 10,000 to 30,000 pieces of house.
Oh, man.
That's worse than IKEA.
Come on.
And the framing members
30,000
were
pieces?
Marked to facilitate construction. Many decades later, those same markings can help identify a home as a Sears kit home. The lumber was marked on the tall side of the lumber and can be found 2 to 10 inches from the end of the framing member. So they're telling you there's if you want to know if your house was a Sears house, there's an identifying number that you're supposed to look for.
Where is it located? Somewhere in the lumber?
The lumber was marked on the tall side of the lumber. If you can't access attics or basements, you might be able to see marked lumber by opening up the bathtub's plumbing access door.
Oh, gosh.
That's what I'll do.
I bet Manfredini couldn't even put together that house.
Yes, he could.
30,000 pieces.
If anybody out there ever put one together, call us. I want
to
know how long it took.
All right, dig this, people. Plumbing, electrical, and heating equipment was not included in the basic kit home, but could be purchased separately.
For the deluxe model?
Yeah. This enabled customers to choose good, better, or best quality. From the late 1920s to 1940, Sears plumbing fixtures sometimes were stamped with an R or SR.
For ridiculous.
Another clue suggesting you may have a Sears home is the presence of good wall sheet plaster. It's sheetrock. Each 4x4 sheet bore the stamp Goodwall on the backside.
Wow.
Sears kit homes from 1908 to 1940.
That was the cutoff? They stopped doing this in 1940?
There were various different kinds.
Now, the pictures you're looking at, I'm looking over your shoulder, I can see them. They're really very pretty.
Like an arts and crafts home.
Yeah.
Spin it around. Let me look.
They're real. I mean, the vision I had in my head was like no frills at all, like no trim on the house, just very basic. But the pictures you're showing us, those are actually very pretty.
All right. Well, my computer's on.
Oh, no. We have to start the bonus hour over.
An arts and crafts home is, you see them out there now. It's, just very crisp lines.
And that's a two-story house?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I'm thinking of. They were tile houses.
No, I've seen those, too. The ones you're thinking of, I've seen.
Those were called prefab
houses.
That looks like one of those houses that they used to show in Better Homes and Gardens.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. With all the lace trimming and stuff like that. Yeah.
And there are some bungalows that also came as part of the Sears house kits. I think that would be fun to try,
man.
I mean, I couldn't even put together a Barbie house, so
no.
I'm not even attempting on that one.
No. What was you said the price range already, right?
Yeah, I couldn't find the,
you just gave the years?
Yeah, I can't.
Kim, one time when my daughters were very young, we went to IKEA and we needed to get a bookshelf for them. And there was one that was stunning there at the IKEA showroom. And Terry said, can you build this? And I go, not a chance. She goes, well, try. It can't be that hard.
Huh.
And we did it. And I built it. And you couldn't, the doors either, I had two options, either always closed or always open. Like that hinge effect that you see on a lot of cabinets.
Didn't go.
Couldn't pull it off. Tried everything.
I love building stuff.
I hate it.
So many things.
So frustrating.
Mm.
My son once built an IKEA desk when we moved him into college. It took 3.5 hours.
Yeah. But don't they have the option of you can, like, they'll build it there
for
you,
right? I don't think at IKEA.
Don't they? I thought they did.
I know that, like, if you even get on Overstock.com, sometimes you can pay an additional fee and it will come assembled.
Couldn't someone make a decent living?
I just did that at Pottery Barn. You get what they call their white glove service, and they'll come out and assemble.
That's what I, yeah.
It's that, extra.
I love doing it. I just got a TV stand for our big TV in the basement, and it arrived. I mean, granted, it wasn't too much to do. You had to put the legs on and the doors, but, man, I had fun doing it.
Was it fun?
I love doing that stuff.
I'm not handy at all.
Now, here's a weird thing. If it's Legos, I can build anything. But if it's regular life
because
stuff.
Because it's not make it or break it. You're just having
fun. Right. In the end.
If it falls apart, big deal. If you put together a desk and your kid falls through it.
And it's so funny because, you know, you love to build things. I hate it. But I will spend my whole day in my kitchen, like, baking some really very difficult cake.
Yeah.
You know, with layers and steps. I love that, but.
But building is where it ends.
Building steps and building.
I'm with you.
All right. Well, in 1908, Sears issued its first specialty catalog for houses. It was called Book of Modern Homes and Building Plans. It featured 44 different house styles.
Wow.
And the prices had a the price range was from U.S. dollars from $360. For a house.
But think about, translate that into $1,900 money, the year 1900, their money.
Right,
that's
1908.
That's really pretty expensive.
Well, it was here's the range, $360 to $2,890.
That's for millionaires. Those are mansions.
Yeah, I mean, so if it's that much money, I wonder what the incentive was for people, because if you're going to spend
buy
that
a real
much
house?
Right, or have somebody build it for you.
Right. Right. I can't imagine what would be in it for you to do it this way.
Unless we've just gotten lazy in the past however many years.
You guys, that had to be cheaper than buying a house, because why would you do it then?
All right. So the house that I grew up in, my parents bought in 1965, and it was, I think, $13,000. And it's a really decent-sized house. And it was $13,000.
Is it still there?
Yeah. And they've added on to it a couple of times, but... Try buying a house now for $13,000 and see what size
you're
house
you get.
You're
going to get a Barbie townhouse.
That's it. That's all.
Or an IKEA little...
right.
Oh my God, they had this cute little A-frame house. It was called the Bellwood.
Mm-hmm.
This is...
They're pretty. I mean, I'm shocked at how attractive they are. Because I always pictured it being like a box with a roof on it,
right.
And that's
I'm thinking of like treehouse.
Yeah. But the 30,000, like, if I knew, like, if I fell in love with one of those houses and then I found out there's 30,000 pieces, like, in my head, I go, what's a good number that I could build? 50. Like, if it had 50 pieces, maybe.
But now, I guess there wasn't a basement because
there couldn't have been.
Modern home number 115 with wood foundation not excavated.
Yeah.
So there's no way they dug out a place for that.
But don't you need. You need something going on underground for plumbing and things, don't you?
No, the old houses, I mean, sure there are houses to this day that are in
septic.
Like...
Yeah?
But like Florida, they don't have basements, do they?
No.
No.
See? So what do you...
And New Orleans doesn't have basements. Nobody has basements there.
Where do you go hang out?
I don't think they have
in New
California.
Orleans? The French Quarter?
Bourbon Street?
I've got a show there, Wendy. I would like you to come and see me.
You guys, I don't even want, I swear to God, we have, where we live, there was an addition put on an 1800, our house was built in the 1800s. It's a Queen Anne style. And back in the 80s, I guess, the family who lived there put an addition on the back. And you can only have so much of your yard covered up with a roof.
Right.
So you can't, like, have your whole property covered up with that. So there's no room for a garage. We don't have a garage. So we have a little shed that you keep the lawnmower and the hammock and all the shovels and stuff in. And our shed is completely falling apart. And it's not that big. It's maybe 6 feet by 8, maybe. Mm-hmm. So looking at Home Depot, it's like all of a sudden you look at this about the same size. It's $1,500 for the kit. And then I'm thinking, well, it's not real wood. I mean, it's fiber board. I guess maybe it is wood. I don't know. But I'm thinking I could put it together. There are four walls and then a roof. But I don't trust myself to even... Because it's too much money. If it was $300, maybe I'd try it.
Right.
And that fiberboard is not going to wear well in the weather.
It's not fiberboard. I spoke inappropriately. But they have... plastic sheds too, which I don't want because they don't like the look of it.
Right.
But installed, I think it was $1,700 for this tiny little shed.
I feel like you could find somebody to build it for you cheaper than that.
Yeah, I bet you could.
Well, these people built their whole house, and I'm scared to build a shed. There's no plumbing. There's one room.
But back then, people just had this air of adventure about them. Like, it was so not a big deal. Yeah, we'll just get a house delivered and we'll build it. That's what we'll do.
Well, I think they
Noah built an ark. We'll build a house.
It's not easy. It's not hard to do.
I mean, I don't know about your grandparents, but I think back of my maternal grandfather, Nino.
Yeah.
And he was an immigrant who came from Italy when he was a teenager. And he was so unbelievably handy.
But the work ethic was different.
Very different.
But he taught himself because it's like, you know, you have something going on. You try and fix it yourself. You don't call a plumber.
Right.
Your sink is leaking. You try and figure it out yourself.
Yeah.
He was so handy.
That's a survival tactic I'll never understand.
Not in my family.
No.
Yeah. My grandfather fixed televisions, but he didn't.
My grandfather fixed basketball games.
All right. Well, I didn't realize there were so many different types of Sears homes. The Amsterdam, the Hathaway.
Yeah. I like that yours was called the Queen Anne because I'm sure Queen Anne lived in a house that looked very similar.
Queen Anne style is just the house with a turret.
I know.
That's the only... I mean, she lived in a turret. Didn't she? Was she like Rapunzel? Is that why they call it the Queen Anne?
I have no idea what the tie-in is, but I've always noticed that.
Don't they also have like a Queen Anne bed?
Yeah.
You know?
That's just ornamental.
Yeah. I have a Queen Latifah bed.
What is it? Move up and down for you?
Wendy. I don't understand that, but no.
I don't really either.
I have no idea what that means. All right, so go back to the days where Sears was the place. If you needed to buy anything of any consequence, you would go to Sears.
They had it all.
And you'd never in a million years think, well, someday Sears will not exist.
Sears is called Amazon.
It is today, right.
I mean, Amazon is not responsible for every company going out of business.
No, but I'm saying you can get anything and everything.
Right.
You could go to Sears, you could get everything from...
Yeah.
Warm cashews to even 2 yards of fabric.
Right. Amazon will deliver it to your house that day. Right. But it's so disconcerting to think of all the places that we've grown up with that you go, well, there will always be a Toys R Us. There will always be a bookstore on the corner. Nope, not anymore. Two days ago, I passed by two different Best Buys that have closed. There were Christmases where you walked into Best Buy and you couldn't move because it was wall-to-wall people.
Absolutely.
And you go, well, these guys have a business for the next 100 years, except that 5 years later they don't.
Right.
It's amazing to me.
Our Best Buy is still doing pretty well. That's because I buy everything
from there. Even recently, like, if you think about some of those video game stores, like GameStop.
Right.
Some of those,
there's still some
GameStops.
Blockbuster.
Yeah, Blockbuster is a perfect example. Because they would, like, if you had, I used to manage a different video store, and once they opened a Blockbuster near us, that was it.
Do you remember going into a Blockbuster on a Friday or Saturday?
Yeah. 35 people in line to rent movies. Right.
Again, I like to give my husband some kind of credit where credit is due. When he started in radio as a technical producer, there was no internet, so you couldn't just Google Phoebe from Friends talking about something. Jim would have to go through and watch a movie and stop it and then take the recording gear and record it from the... It sucked
so
watching
work.
Movies with him.
Sure.
Because it would be like, hang on, I got to get this audio.
Yeah.
Now, seriously, I wanted like a funny thing that I heard Michael Scott say, and all you do is you look up on the internet, if I could find my mouse, you just look up on the internet and bing, bang, boom, you get...
Wikipedia is the best thing ever. Anyone in the world can write anything they want about any subject. So you know you are getting the best possible information.
Which is so true.
Yeah.
Anyone can edit it, but you look it up, you can Google anything and you can find the audio right now.
Yep.
I think we should look up some audio for Friday the 13th, because did you realize tomorrow is Friday the 13th?
Yes.
I am freaking out. Why didn't you warn me?
Because I knew you would freak out.
Oh, I don't know if I can come in tomorrow.
You going up to Camp Crystal Lake with your friends?
I was going to.
Yeah, you might want to put that off a day or two.
Yeah.
Kim, thank you for hanging out. Greatly appreciated. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll find out what's not coming up next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Oh, the good news about Adam Hogue not following us anymore is we get to play our Jeff Beck tune.
Yes, that is the good
three-way
news.
Three-way jam.
Wendy, I just ordered you one of these prefab houses. They said it'll take a week to 10 days. So wait patiently. And you'll need a hammer.
I have a hammer.
When do you hammer?
In the morning.
What about the evening?
All over this land.
Hammer out of anger?
No. What do definitely you not.
Is that the lyric? Hammer out of anger.
Who hammers danger? Out of anger? Unless angry you're trying carpenters. To kill somebody.
Angry carpenters, Wendy.
No.
Beware the angry carpenters. That's it. We want to thank all of the guests for today's bonus hour.
I don't remember them.
I don't think we
Mike
had any,
Mayer. We, yes, we did. Oh, for the bonus hour?
Bonus hour was guest free.
Kim Gordon.
Oh, yeah. Kim Gordon was a special guest.
And Wendy Snyder.
Yeah, she did a great job.
And Bill Leff.
Oh, yeah. He came by. She was all right.
Jasmine
did a nice job. Yep.
That'd be it.
All right. Tomorrow, the Mike. Friday version of our show.
It's Friday the 13th, and I really wish you would have told me.
I didn't want you to know, because I knew you would freak out, and you are.
I can't. Come I on. Guess it's better if It'll I would be have fine. Just made it to work, and then tomorrow I would have gone, oh, crap, it's Friday the 13th, but nothing bad happened yet. Now I'm going to be willing things to happen.
You just got a text from a listener named Jason Voorhees who said he's going to stop by and say hello to you tomorrow.
I would love to talk to him.
He'd be fun to talk to.
We'll see. Do you still have his number?
I have that tape somewhere.
Oh, you'll never find it.
I have it somewhere. I'll find it. All right, that's it for us, everybody. Thank you for listening. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill. We'll be right back.